Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. This message is not for you. Why I label this message is not for you? Because I mean it. I really mean it. I was sitting thinking, is me sharing with you a message for you or something I am going through? Something I am living it. I was thinking in last half an hour, almost 20 years ago or 25 years ago, for 5 years in a row, I have in my hand books about death and the journey of soul after death until Yawm al-Qiyamah. It was one of the best 5 years in my life, according to me. I have a lot of calamity, a lot of hardship, but it doesn't bother me. I'm not here. I'm making dua, doing zikr, think about my journey of soul after death, think about Jannah, worry about Jahannam, worry about my past, my sins, my weakness in every aspect. And all of a sudden, this dunya become insignificant. Joy or calamity is not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. Pleasure or hardship is not a big deal. The hardship sometimes so enjoyable because it makes you close to Allah and make you very poor to Allah, very humble. Only the pleasure in this dunya can be good only in one condition. If you receive the pleasure for Allah, or you use it for Allah, and you return it to Allah, you thank Allah for it and make you increase your iman. And how many of us go through that or even think about it? Very rare, maybe 1 in 1 million or 1 in 100 million. I'm not kidding. But this way I was thinking about myself, and I'm thinking about my iman. I'm thinking about how much I'm thinking about death, my relationship with Allah. How much really I'm thinking about it, and how much I worry about it. How much I'm thinking about my Jannah, how much I worry about Jahannam. I'm thinking about what happened to me if I die now, if I die tonight, if I die tomorrow. What I'm doing, where I'm going, what I'm planning to do, where's my heart and my thought? This is all I'm thinking about is not for you, this me. And in the last couple of days I was looking to the moon, and subhanallah, when I look to the moon, I'm looking and the moon was in my upper left hand side from me. In my position, and something came to me. If I keep looking to the moon and above the moon, where I go? And if you study orbit and galaxy, you go crazy. Wallahi, you go crazy. You go crazy, and unless you have iman, you will not comprehend it. Yes, if you look up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're supposed to look up and we think Allah above all. But Allah above all is not in a straight line or this line or this line. We cannot comprehend it. We cannot. وَسَعَ كُرْسِيَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi, the chair of Allah, the one he mentioned in ayat al-kursi, he said وَسَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَسَعَ meaning what? It is all over. The earth and the sky. And when we mean the sky, including all the stars, all the orbits, all the galaxies, you name it. Can we comprehend it? But when I'm thinking about that, what kind of reflection I should have? But in the meantime, I desire this, I want that, I don't want that, I'm worried about that. Which one now is higher? My worry, my inspiration, my desire, or my journey of death and life after death? And how to please Allah? And how to fulfill my time for Sabeelillah? How to gain the pleasure of Allah and the rahmah of Allah? How to live in this dunya and leave a legacy? How I'm communicating with angels by doing dhikr and remember Allah? How I'm always talking to the earth and asking the earth to be witness to me, not against me? How I'm protecting myself from sliding? Because all over, everything is almost like I'm standing in a circle and everyone pushing me, everybody like pulling me, and I'm trying to fight. This is what happened to dunya today. I hardly feel, I'm super lonely in the middle of a jungle, everybody pulling me out. Everybody want to take a piece of me. And in the meantime, I'm trying to escape. And the only way, if I connect my heart to Allah and gain strength from Allah, inshallah, and all of a sudden, all these people who are pulling all over become insignificant. And now I feel like I'm free. I'm sliding from them. And I'm going up and up and up. They cannot reach me. Because I'm with Allah. This just thought is for me. It's not for you. It's up to you. You want to go to live a drama? Live a drama. Pleasure will be for a few minutes and gone. Go. Or you live for a beautiful goal and a purpose and live the real life, the real one, not the fake one. This is fake. Life after death is real. This is me. I'm a Muslim. This is what Allah tell me. If I believe in Allah and Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what I'm supposed to have. But that's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy unless I connect my heart to Allah and beg Him, Allah, please, don't make everybody pull me toward them. Don't make me pulled by my own self and my shayateen. And you, Allah, pull me toward you. Pull me toward you, Ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim. Live as a mu'min, die as a mu'min. Live as a complete with yaqeen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the love of Allah and the pleasure of Allah, and die with them inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my life full of barakah for me and what I'm doing and everything I say and do, and put barakah in my death and life after death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me among those who have a successful death and go to the pleasure of Allah direct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this earth witness to me, not against me. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you can say Ameen for yourself. But make the dua for yourself from your heart. Because you can say Ameen, but you don't mean it. You didn't make an effort. You didn't think about it. Now the dua will be against you. But if you make the dua and you mean it, now you want to put the dua in practice. You want to live it. You want to think about it. You want to think about all the steps you make, your thought, everything. And at this moment, now you are a mu'min, inshallah. May Allah give me ikhlas in what I say and do, and give me truthfulness in what I say and do, and make me among those who do not give message for show off or talk for show off, This is why I said, this message is not for you. I meant it for me. And it's up to you if you listen to it and benefit from it and try to live it and make the dua for yourself. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This message is not for you.